The time is 4:44, and you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. It's been a busy week at the state capitol. Governor Branstad resigned to be ambassador to China. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds has been sworn in as our 43rd governor. And today, Reynolds appointed Adam Gregg, the state's public defender, as her lieutenant governor. But this appointment is far from routine. Joining me to talk about that controversial appointment is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Pat.
Tell me about how this is a controversial appointment, something that's just really unprecedented.
Well, the Attorney General issued a formal opinion a few weeks back saying that when Kim Reynolds becomes governor, when she moves from lieutenant governor to governor, under the state constitution, she's not really authorized to appoint a new lieutenant governor. In other words, the line of succession would be governor, lieutenant governor, and then Senate president without appointing a new lieutenant governor in there. Well, Governor Reynolds and all of her staff, everyone sharply opposed that. They said that she should be authorized to do that. But in order to avoid a lawsuit, they've struck sort of this middle ground. They named Adam Gregg. He's a state public defender at the moment, a former Branstad administration advisor. He will be officially the acting lieutenant governor. Well, this is, as you said, this is unprecedented. They're kind of staking out some new territory here. He will assume all of the duties and the normal things that you expect a lieutenant governor to do, but he will be taken out of that line of succession. So he is only acting lieutenant governor.
So they did this primarily to avoid any kind of litigation? Is that why they did this?
That's right. When the Attorney General gave his opinion, the Branstad folks and at that time Lieutenant Governor Reynolds suggested that they were going to go ahead and appoint a lieutenant governor anyway. They thought that the law was on their side. Some critics of that said if they do that, they would take them to court. And so the Reynolds team today said in order to avoid that, they're taking this sort of middle ground. He will do all the things lieutenant governors do. He'll be paid a lieutenant governor's salary, but he will not officially be lieutenant governor.
Wow. I guess we'll have to see how that works out in practice if it's ever pushed to that level.
That's right. And the talk now is to have a constitutional amendment to clarify this so that if this unlikely thing should occur again, that it would be spelled out that the new, a lieutenant governor becoming governor would be able to appoint a lieutenant governor. Attorney General Tom Miller gave a thumbs up to this sort of middle ground. He said he'd like to take a look at that and maybe do some research on it, but that his main concern was alleviated with this sort of middle ground, a constitutional concern. He said as long as this acting lieutenant governor is not in that line of succession, then the governor should have the ability to appoint him just like any other staff member.
And it's really been a historic week, Joyce. You've watched history unfold right before your eyes.
Well, yes, we have the first female governor. We have a very distinguished posting of Governor Branstad finishing up his record-setting term as governor and now serving as ambassador to China.
And it will be all capped off next week with an inauguration.
That's right. The Republican Party of Iowa, that's sort of their bailiwick. They'll throw a big party for the new Governor Kim Reynolds next Friday night.
And that's our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you, Pat.